episode 858, How Flexibility Benefits Your Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready to get your fitness on because it is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to get up, get that body moving and grooving. It's time for some intentional movement. We're chatting about how flexibility benefits your health. And I promise you, I've got a few surprises, so you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I don't know about you, but I am ready to move this body. As crazy as our schedules get, and we become very busy oriented, and it's easy to do, whether we have grown children, no children, lots of children, wherever we are in our life, we have a way of settling into things, whether it's a couch, whether it's behind a desk, whether it's just even standing still. We need to move our bodies more. And as much as we wish exercise didn't have to be a part of our lives, it is essential. So today, the focus is how flexibility benefits your health. Now, the purpose of flexibility training helps with daily functional needs, things that you really don't think about, but you just do. You go to the grocery store and you pick up food. You got to be able to carry those groceries. That's a daily functional need. Washing the body, especially the back. I know, think about it this morning. None of us really got like want to get our hand back there, or can we? Are we able? And we have to invent all these weird things. Flexibility training is key. Think about doing the laundry up, down, all around, twist, turns. Okay. And we haven't even talked about so many other things. With an increase in sedentary lifestyles, like our desk-driven online shoppers, everything is done in our own homes. I mean, crazy. Our groceries can be delivered to our front door with a blink of an eye, a push of a button. So it's essential that you maintain flexibility. And honestly, I know that's the last thing. That's the last F word we're thinking about. Usually the other four-letter F word comes out, but flexible? Nah, not in our vocabulary. Well, you need to add it to your vocabulary. Otherwise, as you age, your flexibility is going to deteriorate, and the simple daily activities are going to become truly a chore. You don't want life to be a chore. That's not something any of us want to accept. So let's expand on the purpose of flexibility. You can enhance your performance in resistance training. We're talking about lifting weights, strength training, conditioning, and even aerobic training. Science supports that injury decreases with flexibility training and allows for a greater range of motion. And we call that ROM, R-O-M. You also become more in tune with your body. When I talk about getting to know your body and knowing who you are, it's not just about, okay, well, I got this freckle over here and I got this scar over there. No, it's how are your muscles working together? Do you have aches and pains? Where are they coming from? Where are you stiff? When you wake up in the morning, think about how you feel. Do you get up going, oh my gosh, I don't think I can move? And then after about, oh, maybe 15 seconds, you're like, okay, I can breathe. I can sit up a little bit more. And then the next thing you know, you're putting your feet on the floor and you're like, okay, I got to stretch a little bit. Oh my gosh, my back is so tight. And then your neck, you're like, oh, I had to have slept wrong. It feels horrible. What did I do? It goes on and on and on. That's what I mean by being in tune with your body. You know it more than just what's on the outside. It's what's happening on the inside. Now, you can also combine your flexibility training with meditation and devotions during that training, which that's what I do. Now, I don't want to say I'm killing two or three or four birds with one stone. That's not it. But when we talk about trying to fit in more things into our life to become, quote unquote, in harmony, I know you all like the word balance, but when it comes to fitting things in, it's a give and take. That's harmony. balance is equal, and that's not what we're looking for here. It's harmony, what works. And so for me, when I'm doing my flexibility training, I put on my type of music. Maybe it's a pump up, rev up, I'm going to get you in the mood type of, you are going to conquer this day. You are going into battle and you can do it, girl. Man, I crank that stereo up. Sometimes I just need to calm down, especially at night. If I've had a really long day, I'll turn on some real soothing music and I'll just stretch it out. And I'll just like, oh, and I talk to God. It's my time. It's quiet time. And if the kids come in, they know, unless if it's a blood or a flood, don't bother mom. And you just do that. And this is a good time when you call in the favor to your husband. Honey, I'm going to go stretch for about 10 minutes or so. Can you keep an eye on the children? Of course, they want you to take care of yourself. So they're going to be able to help with the children. All right, so let's talk about some benefits because ultimately that's what we're here for. How flexibility benefits your health. Number one, and I love this one, it reduces stress. How many of you all need a stress reduction? I'm raising my hands. I got 12 hands up. We need a stress reduction in our life. We need it in our muscles that we use throughout the day and even during exercise. Number two, it releases the buildup of tension in our life during exercise, our daily activity. You know, the crazy thing is, I don't know how many moves ago it was. Maybe it's only one or two moves. But I found out that I do know I'm very flexible. And that's great for my age. Flexibility is key. And I do work very hard at staying flexible. But when I do the laundry, I have to be very careful because I can twist just the wrong way and I can throw my back into a full muscle spasm. Oh, and you know muscle spasms. I'm sure you've had at least one in your lifetime. They are not fun. And when you are having that crazy busy lifestyle, you don't have time to have your back out of shape. So it's important that you have flexibility training because it's going to release the buildup of tension in your life, how you're living it, how you're using your body. Number three, it helps to improve posture. Oh, you know, we only get shorter the older we get. We don't gain any height. You know, we're growing usually the wrong way, outward instead of upward. Well, we can't grow in height anymore. But as we do age, what happens? We do shrink a little bit. I just went to my yearly checkup and the nurse was, did her the weight and she goes, has your height been taken recently? I said, oh no, go ahead, take my height. And so she's like, okay, we can do it both at the same time. I said, fabulous. So I get on the scale. Yeah, I'm not looking at the scale. I don't care about the number on the scale. As long as I'm feeling good and my muscles are strong, that's what fits my lifestyle and it works fabulous. So I'm not worried about the numbers, but this number I did. She gave me a half an inch taller. And I was like, what? And I said, whoa, what was that number? And she told me. And I was like, do you realize that that's like a half an inch that I've been as tall as I've been for my like entire life since I stopped growing? She goes, well, maybe I measured wrong. We measured again. Nope, that's what it says. I'm like, yes, it's working. And not that I'm growing taller, but the thing is how I'm carrying myself, my posture with my Pilates and my yoga, and yes, my stretching, my flexibility training is key to helping to improve your posture. It helps with the balance across the joints and the muscles. So it's critical. Number four, it also what? Reduces the risk of injury. We kind of already talked about that. Both in what? Just doing laundry, you know, going my side to side, twisting. You don't want that back spasm. So it's your daily functional movements. And it's also during your fitness workouts. When you exercise, when you go running, you need to have flexibility training in your routines, period. You have to. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here in just a minute. Number five, it improves your overall strength as it increases your range of motion. So the ROM, range of motion. We want greater range of motion. Why? It helps to lengthen and strengthen our body. And when we do that and we continue to do our actual resistance training, our strength training, that's only building more muscle, especially if you're eating your good protein and you're feeding your body like it is, you know, you fuel it the right way, you're going to get stronger. That's ultimately what you want. Now, you may be asking this question, how often do you perform flexibility training? daily. One word, daily. Especially and always with every workout. So let's say you're like, oh gosh, I only have 20 minutes today to work out. You better cut then your workout time down and make sure you have time for your stretching. Your stretching is more than critical. It's vital. It's one of those things that your siren should be going off. You must do your stretching. It's like drinking water for your body. I'm serious. You have to make time for stretching, because if you don't and you begin to do this over a few days, you're going to find those muscles are going to tighten. And as they continue to tighten, the tension builds. You are going to have more stress on it, which means what? Greater risk of injury. And on top of that, you are shortening the muscle itself. The joint is going to start doing things it's not supposed to, meaning it's not lubricating properly. You're going to have an imbalance and your body's going to freak out. And it begins to do weird things. We build up stress. It responds differently. That's when you can have injuries happen. You can have spasms within in life itself, whether it's an arm or a leg, whatever. You must always make time for flexibility training with every workout, okay? Now the question is this. How long do you need to do your flexibility training? What's the duration of it? 5 to 10 minutes. Now this is going to vary based on you, your ability. So someone who's really never done any stretching and flexibility training, you may only be able to take 4 to 5 minutes. That may be your max time. So maybe start out slow and you're starting with 3 to 4 minutes, and then that time can increase. The more you work out, the more often you do. Like for me, if I'm working out 5 to 6 days a week, sometimes when I'm really pushing hard and I'm doing my 7-day-a-week training, which I do that quite often, I make sure that every single day I have flexibility training. And sometimes I do it twice a day because my body requires it. If I don't, my body says, Christiane, I don't think you can do this anymore. And it begins to tighten and it begins to yell at me. And I begin to feel yucky and then I get crabby, and it's a downhill battle after that. So 5 to 10 minutes on your flexibility training. And you do it to what you need for your body. But that's really a good average. Now, how hard do you have to work? How hard is a flexibility training? And will it hurt you? Well, stretching should not be painful. You're going to feel some tightness. You're going to feel a pulling effect. But if you feel like you're going to cry, you have pushed yourself too far. This pain is like you can feel the tension within it. Like you're pulling, there's some resistance. And so it's uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. There is a difference. And only you can tell that on your body. Some people look at me and they're like, oh my gosh, are you dying? You know, because I stretch, and I stretch hard and I stretch long. And sometimes I'll hold certain stretches longer than others on certain parts of my body, just depending upon how I'm feeling after that workout or at the end of the day. So it's important that you understand it's not painful. You're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have this tightness. But the key is do you feel a slow release? So when you go into the position of the stretch, you're going to feel the pull, the tightness in it. But as you breathe through it and you relax, does your muscle and that joint relax with you? Now, that doesn't mean the uncomfortableness goes away. You may still feel some discomfort, but you've got to understand if it's painful, and especially if you're about to cry, you've pushed it too far. It should not hurt. Now, with flexibility training, there's actually two different types of stretching. There's static stretching and there's dynamic stretching. Static stretching is great for a specific area, a specific joint, and it can be used by anyone. You can be an athlete. You can be just a mom at home, okay? It can be a child. So when you do this, it's specific to the area. And ultimately, you're working an area and you usually hold that position for like 20 seconds. Then you release it, you take a break for 20 seconds, and then you repeat it. You take a break, and then you repeat again. So you do it like 2 to 3 times, again, according to your ability. Okay, just because I can do it 3 or 4 times, maybe that's what I need. But for you, maybe 2 times is more than enough. And if you've never done it before, start with one, see how it feels, do a second, and see how long. You may not be able to hold it for 20 seconds. It may be 10 seconds, and that's okay. Again, do what works for you. That is static stretching. Now, dynamic stretching is the full range of motion of a joint. And this is where it warms up the joint, it maintains flexibility, and reduces muscle stress and tension. This is ultimately great for athletes and those who regularly train. So I love dynamic stretching. Static is great because I can actually work a particular muscle, a particular area, but dynamic is I am combining different areas together in one session that I'm doing. And you're going to see an example of this, but we'll get to that in a minute. So you've got static and dynamic stretching. Now I want to give you some guidelines on how to do your flexibility training. How do you actually stretch? You got to go slow. Work within your limits. Don't rush this. You're going to grow into this, especially if it's been years. And don't get flustered with yourself either. If you have watched stretching videos or flexibility videos and you're like, oh my gosh, look what she can do. You know what? Don't compare yourself. It's all based within your limits. Work within your limits and go slow. Number two, every single time you are stretching and you change positions, you need to think about breathing deeply. Slow, cleansing breaths. Slow and steady wins the race, and that's what you want to do. It's important because you're also getting oxygen to where you're working, and you've got to breathe deeply. Number three, focus on each muscle. Feel the tension and the stress release. Know, when we talk about, again, being in tune with your body, you have got to know, oh my gosh, like for me, sometimes it's my left side that's tighter than my right side or vice versa. I may spend more time on the right side than I do the left side. Now, my right side's my dominant side, which means what? I could actually overuse it. I may put more stress on it. Maybe I've changed and gone to a heavier weight. Be aware to what your body is telling you, how you're feeling, and how your body is reacting to it. So you need to focus on each muscle. Number four, modify to fit your ability. Somebody may say, do this stretch this way. If you can't, do a similar stretch. Modify it to you. You're smart. You're intelligent. You can make a modification. They're like, oh yeah, I could do that. Or instead of on my knees, I can do it standing up. Or I can do it maybe on a chair. I don't have to go to the floor. So think about that, because ultimately you are the one responsible for your health. And with any exercise nutrition program, always consult your medical provider or your physician before starting any program. And finally, number five, you need to connect the training with your meditation. I really believe in this. And for me, from my faith point of view as a Christian, it truly is my time. Not only am I coming in tune with my body, but I'm beginning to then build my relationship with Christ. And to me, that's even more dynamic, so to speak, if that makes sense, right? So we're talking about dynamic stretching. What if you also include a dynamic relationship with Christ? So connect the training with your meditation. Now, this is the exciting part. Are you ready for this? I have a stretching video for you that I did in a challenge. I don't know how long ago it was. It seems like ancient ago. But it is still, I still do the same stretching exercise routine almost all the time. I have two different ones that I go back and forth. Well, maybe I guess I have three different ones that I go between. And so you'll learn kind of your own routine. And so depending upon my time or what muscle, what area I really want to work or what I want to focus on, I change it up. So in the show notes, there is a link. You click on that link, and that link is going to take you directly to our Create Your Now TV on YouTube. Oh, yes, this is a big announcement. Create Your Now is now on YouTube. Woo! Let's hear some applause. I'm so excited. Now, this is just the beginning I've been doing this now for a couple of weeks, have not made an announcement to you all. Sometimes, you know, it's best to leave surprises because I'm still trying to work out the quirks, but all of our podcast episodes now can be heard and listened to on YouTube. Now, the exciting thing is yes, there is, this is the actual first video, the stretching, the flexibility and stretching video is going to be there. You'll get the link in the show notes. So just go in, you'll see the little eye icon on your in the podcast episode. When you click on that, it's going to give you more information. You'll see the link on there. I will make it bold and beautiful. Create Your Now TV. Click on that link, and it's going to take you right to the video. Now you can search for the Create Your Now TV channel on YouTube. It is there. It is live. However, this is the first video. Now, what is up and coming is we're going to be doing some kitchen events. We're going to be doing all the interviews that we have are going to become audio and video. And so you're going to be able to see those. So not only are you going to hear the conversations, but if you're one that likes to see the person in action, you're going to get that too. So we are expanding. It is very exciting. I got to tell you, I'm really nervous about it. I am learning as I go. I know I'm going to make mistakes. And so if you find something, please let me know. Feel free to comment on them if you like them. Give me a one-up hand, share with your friends and say, you got to check this out. Some people don't even know what a podcast is. And so now being able to have our actual audio version, and eventually it's going to be audio and video, it's extremely awesome and exciting, and I'm thrilled and scared to death all at the same time. So be sure you check out that stretching video. It's a follow-along video. It takes you through. It's about 10-plus minutes of a full flexibility and stretching training video for you. So I hope you really enjoy it. Let me know what you think about it. Leave your comments there. If you want help, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. This will begin our conversation for your complimentary coaching call with me. I would love to come beside you in your journey, and that will begin our conversation. I am so excited to see how flexibility is going to continue to benefit your life. Take a chance on you, on feeling better, so you can actually be more vibrant and joyous in every single step that you take. Also, as a reminder, click on the link for Create Your Now TV, and that will take you to the brand new video and our brand new YouTube channel. I cannot wait to hear all about what you're thinking. Be sure to contact me. I am here for you. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.